Welcome to What's Up Ely, a podcast that celebrates the spirit of Ely, Minnesota. Whether you live in the area or you're an Ely enthusiast from afar, you're invited to join me, Lacey Squire, in conversation with my neighbors as we discuss what's up in our special little town. This podcast is a project of the Ely Tourism Bureau. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram at visiteelymn or find us online at ely.org. This time around, I have the pleasure of speaking with my neighbor, Tig, who's a new Elyite, who will share with us his first impressions of life in Ely, Minnesota. And of course, we'll do an upcoming event roundup, so be sure to have your calendars and your writing utensils at the ready. Let's get to it, shall we? It's lovely to have you with us here today, Tig.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Welcome. We always start with having our guests tell us a little bit about themselves. So I'm wondering, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, well, I come from Galway, Ireland. Came up to Ely about a year ago to live with my cousin Carmick.
Just a year now?
Yeah, it's just been about a year. So I've had, you know, the full scope of seasons here, which is mostly winter, and then just a few mosquitoes.
It's been a bit of a weird year winter-wise, but we do have some weather today.
Oh, yeah. It's about to be Easter weekend and you've got full winter here.
Hallelujah.
Love it.
Love it. So how did you identify Ely as a place to be?
Well, you know, my cousin said that it'd be a nice place for me. You know, I don't like crowded cities and the like, and he said, oh, come up here, there's loads of rocks and trees and open space, and you know, you'll have space to work on your poetry, you'll have time and space to reflect, and you know, that sounded nice. So you know, here I am, and I intend to be here as long as I can.
Right, well, we love to hear that. I'm wondering, when you did first arrive in Ely, what were some of the first things that you did to explore your new home?
Yeah, well, you know, when you're a tourist in a new place, you look at the Google Maps, you see what's around there, and you know, when you look at Ely and you're zoomed way out, one of the things you see is this little icon that says Pillow Rock. And so sure enough, I had to go to the Pillow Rock, and I don't know, I think you know I understand the concept of having a stone be a tourist attraction and all coming from Ireland, but well, you know, if you go to clear down to Cork in Ireland to see the Blarney Stone, you're going to see not just a stone, but there's a whole castle there. It's, you know, it's right interesting, but sadly the Pillow Rock left a few things to be desired. You know, there's it's just a stone, not even a real pretty one. There's just a sign there that's saying, you know, well, it's real old and all that. So I don't know, I think we need to work on that one a bit.
Yeah, we are a little short on castles here in Ely, I guess.
Yeah, but you know, you can have a stone, you just got to have a little story that goes with it. You know, if you go to the Blarney Stone in Ireland, you're supposed to kiss it, and then that gives you the gift of gab, and you can talk to folks and charm them and whatnot. So maybe you just need like a little story about how you sleep on the Pillow Rock, or you lay your head on it and have sweet dreams, or some such thing.
We could definitely explore the story of Pillow Rock and create a little mythology around it. I'm curious, did you yourself kiss the Blarney Stone? You do seem to have the gift of gab.
Oh, well, thank you. No, I never did. You know, it's more of a tourist thing. I didn't ever go clear down there, but I did kiss the Pillow Rock just
in case.
Just in case. You know, just to see what it did. Hasn't done anything for me yet, but time will tell.
Time will tell. Have you been to any other Ely area attractions?
Yeah, you know, you got loads. There's the Dorothy Moulter Museum, which, you know, is just sort of a lady's house that you've pulled in from the woods, which seemed like an odd thing to do, but you know, it's a nice story and all. She made root beer and all that. Everyone here says rot beer. like a deer in rut. But yeah. No, that's just nice.
Yeah, I mean listeners will know, of course, that you can learn more about the Dorothy Moulter Museum by going back to our archives and listening to, I think it's episode 2, very early on, we featured Jess Edberg and learned a lot about Dorothy Moulter. You know, it is more than just a house, though. It's the story about this fascinating woman who lived independently, you know, in a very remote way. And she was very strong and yet notably independent. I think that's something that people up here like about her story, is the spirit of that.
Oy. Yeah, that's true. I didn't really think about that. I mean, I think, again, you got to have a little, you got to introduce a little mythology. Maybe, you know, the root beer tastes quite good, but maybe it tastes quite good and it gives you Dorothy's beefy arms, you know, gives you the strength of a dozen ladies or whatever.
Yes, the Dorothy Moulter root beer as the source of her beefy arms.
Like the spinach of Popeye, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you make an excellent point. We're going to have to dig into that a little bit more as well. Did you yourself then have an opportunity to go, you know, because Dorothy's house actually was relocated from the wilderness, right, on the Isle of Pines in Knife Lake. Have you been into the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in your year of living in Ely?
Oh, of course. Yeah. It's sort of the main attraction you have going on up here. And it's quite nice. Yeah. I mean, I'll give it to you. It's proper lonely. You know, you go out there and don't see a thing. You know, if you're camped in Ireland, sooner or later, you're going to see some fella's sheep is going to come up on you. You have a conversation with him about the weather or whatnot. Maybe he's a nice farmer, maybe he's not. But, you know, Boundary Waters, you don't see a soul. And when you do see a soul, they're like trying to leave. You know, they're just like, hello, bye. And, which is strange, you know.
They've not kissed the Blarney Stone and gotten the gift of gab.
Well, and maybe, yeah, clearly not. Nor have they kissed the pillow rock, perhaps.
Clearly not. Clearly not. Speaking of the sheep and the sheep's wool, we have wool products here. How do you find the comparison between the American wool products? And I have this perception of Ireland being famous for its wools.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a stereotype that you've had there, but it's true.
Sorry.
You're not wrong. I mean, I did buy you one of the socks, one of the smart wool, you know, some sort of sock there made from, you know, probably some sort of man's beard rubbed about together until the fibers are some sort of sock. So not exactly the sweetest wool in the land, but, you know, that's fine. It's nice that you have many places here to buy, you know, whatever sorts of outdoor gear you need. You know, you're well equipped. You can get your rough-hewn beard socks right at the ready.
Okay, so you have high standards for what wool should be like, I'm gathering.
But you do have a lot of interesting fashion. You know, I walk around sometimes and I feel as though I'm not in uniform. You know, I went to that new resident social, which was quite nice. And, you know, everyone's there dressed as a wizard with their long, their wintergreen capes and their mucklucks that are just like a pair of boots straight from a living history museum. And they're just going about their business like, hello, look at the latest smartphone app, but they're, you know, full wizard.
Full wizard. It never really occurred to me to see the wintergreen northern wear aesthetic as somewhat wizard cape-like, but I guess you've given me a new perspective, the perspective of a new set of eyes on our community here.
I mean, it's quite nice. I mean, it's all good. It all seems to be good stuff. I borrowed a friend's, you know, anorak to go out in the woods, and it did feel as though there was no wind at all. But, you know, the size seems to be extra, extra large for every single person. Everyone's got everyone wears it to their knees.
It is an Ely fashion statement for sure to have both the Steger mucklucks and the wintergreen northern wear. And I would add to that now a new fashion item. The Ely Mitten Project mittens can be added to that as this new part of the
look. Oh, you love a good mitten. Love a good mitten.
Right. Certainly. Certainly. So you mentioned the new resident social. That's interesting because you must have gone to the one we had last, you know, winter, fall. And we do have another one coming up on April 25th. I'm hoping you'll be able to make it to that one too. And you can meet even more new people. Maybe spring fashion will be slightly different. We don't know.
I'd come. I'm just afraid I might not leave. You know, it's like you go in there and talk to a few folks and then it's like, all right, time to go back to work or whatever. And like, you know, you're on your way out. And in Ireland, you just leave. You just say, all right, bye. And you're gone. But here, the Minnesota goodbye Oh my lord, it's not a good boy. It's like a whole social course of action, you know. You have to be there, you have to plan for it, you know. You can't anticipate. You have to leave an extra hour ahead of time so that you can sit there and talk to somebody about something. And I was at the new resident social and I was trying to leave and I said, okay, bye. And then somebody just walks in front of you and says, oh, but tell me where you're from and what do you think of the weather and what, you know, how do you like your coffee? And it's just like, no, I got to go. I tried to get away. I couldn't, I just had to, you know, I knocked him out. That's the only way I could leave.
You knocked him out. Well, the Minnesota goodbye is definitely a cultural thing to be reckoned with. I'm sure, I mean, probably it required some warning, so you had to learn about it the hard way at the new resident social.
I thought everyone was just socially strange at first, you know.
I suppose we are a little bit.
Yeah. You say goodbye, that, you know, that means I'm leaving. See you later.
No, here you say goodbye. That means we've got at least 20 more minutes of things we should definitely say.
Yeah, that's a strange behavior.
That is something that we could maybe learn from you a little bit about the Irish goodbye.
Yeah, it's quite refreshing, really. You should try it. Just say goodbye, leave.
Just dart out of there.
Yeah.
Have you been trapped in other places? I get a sense that this is something you have somewhat strong feelings about.
Oh, whoa, the Zups. You go to the Zups. I mean, it's the only place, you can only go there. That's the only place for the grocery store. And that means that you have to see every fella you ever seen the whole time you've been here. Every person's there. And every person, you just want to get a bag of crisps. And they're just going to get you. They see you down the aisle and they're like, oh, I'm coming for you. And I say, hello, goodbye. And they won't take that. They have to talk. And they've got to tell you, you know, everything that's happened in the past week.
Truly. I have had that experience myself.
It's wild. It's maddening. I ask them, what are you going to do this weekend? It's like, oh, it's clear Monday. I don't know. It's not the time.
Right. If you're going to go to the grocery store, you got to plan a half hour for something that should take 3 minutes.
Yeah, or wear a veil or some such.
Or some such thing. Yeah. Well, speaking of the grocery store, how are you experiencing Minnesota cuisine, the Ely food scene?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not bad. There's some good things. You know, you have your traditional things, your wild rice and which tastes of the earth, you know, and people like that. And you've got, what else you got? You've got a lot of fish, which is good. Mm-hmm. I like the fish. You know, the walleye is nice. And then, you know, you go to any restaurant and every restaurant is a burger place. And it's like, oh, would you like a burger? Here's 12. would you like something else? There's 2. And that's fine. I mean, the burgers are, you know, we like that. You go to someone's house though, and it's like, would you like deer meat or would you like deer meat or would you like a different type of deer meat? You know, it's like you're gonna eat the deer meat. They're like, we only have deer meat actually in our fridge. And it makes sense. You walk around, you see there's a lot of deer, so I think somebody at some point was just started sticking a fork in them, so I understand.
Well, that's nice of you to be so accommodating to our food culture here.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, we like it.
Do you have a favorite restaurant?
Oh, I do. I like Insula. I like Insula the best, probably. It's the only one that's not named for an animal, you know. You got your gators. You got your chocolate mousse.
Yes.
I guess there's a couple others, but I seen the frisky otter. I think that's an exciting development, you know.
Truly.
Nice to have something frisky coming to town.
Nice to have something frisky.
Yeah.
Certainly. Certainly. And we have the Elk Lodge Elk Lounge at the Grand Ely Lodge.
Interesting.
Yes, not, you make a good point about the...
I could be wrong about my understanding of the ungulates, but I don't think there's any elk here. Is that right?
You make an excellent point.
But you got a lodge.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think that's...
There's also no gators, to be fair.
Right. But that's a reference to somebody's dog's name.
They name their dog Gators.
I think so.
All right.
So we can't say we're totally low on mythology because there's obviously some mythological aspect to those things.
Yeah, I'd like a little handbook, you know. What are the myths of the land, you know? You do have some characters, though. You got the Dorothy Malter.
Right.
You got the Sigurd Olsen. He's got his point, which is nice.
He does have his point.
And who else have you got? You got any other historical figures?
Well, we got the Trezona guy who was the captain of the mine.
Oh, the mine captain.
The mine captain. Yeah, we talked about him last week with Pam Turnbull. We've got...
he got a special hat or something.
He probably did have a special hat.
I did go to the mine. I did go to the mine exhibit or whatever it is there on the Trezona Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting in there. Like, oh, we love the mining history. We love it. 1,200 people died. It was great. We loved all of it. Every single person went in the mines. Only half of them came out. I thought that was a bit of an interesting take. But no, it makes sense. It's, you know, people like the industries where they are.
Their heritage, their history.
Yeah, we like it. It makes sense.
We tell stories.
Oi.
Well, now, wait a minute. Speaking of mining heritage, I mean, what do you do for work?
Well, I'm a poet. I write mostly of shrimp.
Shrimp poetry.
I know, yeah. It's, you know, Ireland's coasts are known for their shrimp, and it's just really been my medium, you know. It's the thing that allows the words to flow through me.
I love that. I'm curious, do you have any words that might flow through you now in regards to your speciality with shrimp poetry?
Well, you'd like me to read one?
I insist.
Oh, well, I can read you one. Let me pull one up here. Well, yeah, this one's called Truncated Tales of Pink. And I'll read it to you, yeah. In fields of green by the shimmering stream, where laughter dances and dreams take flight, there blooms a love as sweet as cream. With shrimp, our hearts unite. With tender touch and eyes aglow, we share this feast, our love divine. In every prawn, our passion flows, a taste of heaven, yours and mine. So let us dance beneath the moon's soft gleam, and toast to love forever deep. In each shrimp, our hearts redeem a bond that promises to keep.
Wow. Flowing indeed. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, that's just some of my early work. But, you know, the time I've had up here has really helped me develop my craft and, you know, tune in to what's going on out there.
I understand. I'm so happy for you. We're so glad that you're here doing that work. And, you know, it's a tradition here on the podcast that we do something called the event roundup. And I'm wondering maybe if you'd be willing to participate with us and sharing with listeners what events are coming up.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd love to know myself.
But now, actually, I'm wondering, I'm realizing we didn't get your full name. What is your full name?
Oh, Tighm Hoidim Hardigan.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Tighm Hoidim Hardigan.
Okay, Tighm Hoidim Hardigan.
No, Tighm Hoidim Hardigan.
Wonderful. Welcome. I mean, I'm so glad that we were able to share that. People can definitely use that information to go online and find the archives of your shrimp poetry.
Aye, that they can. Just look it up. It's, you know, I've got a Goodreads account on... Yeah, just search Tighm Hoidim Hardigan. You'll find it.
Perfect. And it's my understanding that maybe you were going to bring in a special guest to join us.
Oh, yeah. My cousin Carmack is, I think he's just coming out to snow right now. Yeah, maybe he can help us read some of these events that are coming up.
Bloody cold out there, it is.
Oi, I tell you. They say it's spring, but no.
I tell you what, that's the only way I was able to get Tig to move to Minnesota was not to tell him that the rain that falls for half of the year, you have to shovel it out of the way.
Oi. Solid rain.
Welcome.
Solid rain. Piles up, it does.
Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
Yes, we're so glad to have you. And your name is Cormack?
I'm Cormack. It's Cormack.
Cormack.
It's Cormack.
Cormack. Wonderful. And what kind of name is that?
Well, it's Irish, of course.
Of course.
But if you want to know the roots of it, the original meaning of it is son of defilement. So when people say, I'm not the nicest fella you've met, you haven't met my father.
Paul was a real fella.
Real fella.
Well, yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. Wow.
But I will tell you this. You know, about a year and a half ago, my uncle sent me a letter and he said, I'm worried about my boy Tig. The boy's got an unhealthy relationship with shrimp. We need to get him out of Galway. So I said, okay, send him to Ely. He might fit in. But all he's done since he got here is complain about the bleeding pillow rock.
Well, I don't know.
If your mother and father were as poor as mine were when I was growing up, you'd be happy if you had a pillow for a rock to rest your head on.
And I don't know about all this business of my, or, you know, people think, oh, shrimp, that's a strange subject, but who doesn't love to touch a nice soft prawn, you know, from time to time, pull those shells off. We all love to pull the shells off. Have you done it? You just get a bag and you just pull the shells off.
Yeah, that's a project.
Oi.
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 It feels good, I'm just saying.
All right, we're passionate about shrimp. Prawns.
Prawns.
As long as there's cocktail sauce, I'll get behind the shrimp game.
Oi.
It's a pleasure to have you both. Shall we get to the event roundup?
I'd be happy to.
Let's round up all these events that are running around everywhere.
Oh,
round them up.
Sheep of Galway.
Allow me to start. I will let you know that there are a lot of recurring events that take place on Mondays. And today, Monday, April 1st, is, of course, no exception. We've got hockey fundamental classes at the Ron Castellano Ice Arena. Never actually knew that that's what it was called. We've got indoor walking at the Senior Center, Karate North, Taekwondo at Studio North, and water aerobics at the Grand Ely Lodge. And you can get more details on all of that stuff by checking out the events page on ely.org.
Oh, and Tuesday, April 2nd, the Tuesday group is going to be another opportunity to meet new Elyites. The Tuesday group meets over the noon hour at the Grand Ely Lodge on Tuesdays. The program typically features an expert speaker, which gives a 50-minute lecture. But every couple of months, they put the spotlight on a collection of 5 to 10 new Ely area residents who will tell us what they do for fun and work and their passions and whatever they like to do. So come on over to it. It's going to be fun. You can order lunch from the Grand Ely Lodge. You can have a burger, probably. It'll be good.
I do get really excited when they have shrimp on the menu.
Yeah, I should go there for the shrimp.
You should. Well, you should introduce yourself as a new Elyite.
I should. I'll be there.
You'll be there.
You just keep getting them wound up about the shrimp now.
Can't unwind me from that there.
Saturday, April 6th, fix a flat. Tubes at Ely Bike and Kicksled from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Don't get stuck with a flat tire. Join a hands-on workshop and be ready to fix your next flat. From start to finish, you'll learn what you need to do to take the wheel off your bike, change your tire, tube, and reduce the chances for a repeat flat. We've put a link in the show notes with additional details.
Awesome. On Thursday, April 11th, the Celebrate Ely Networking Dinner presented by the Ely Chamber of Commerce will take place. It's an annual event. It starts at 4:30 with a social hour before dinner is served. And then the program includes the presentation of annual Chamber of Commerce awards, as well as a keynote address by Steve Fredland, who will discuss the safari way to greater happiness, thus the safari theme for the event in general. You can follow the link in the show notes to get more details. This is an event that requires RSVP in advance, and you can learn more about Steve and what he'll be talking about and all of that, again, through the show notes.
Saturday, April 13th, there's a nature writing workshop for women called The Season of Rebirth at the Ely Folk School. This class will run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with local author Diane Corda guiding participants through celebrating the strong bond between women and the natural world. Participants will generate written pieces in a supportive group circle through reading, discussion, contemplation, and free-flowing writing exercises. This class will focus on the early stages of the writing process and include time to reflect and share their work. Pre-registration is required. See the link in the show notes.
I wonder if there'll be any writing prompts to ask to specifically write about shrimp.
Well, I mean, shrimp do really stand out to me as an archetype of rebirth. So I think there's a lot of opportunities for someone to explore the connection between women and shrimp.
I think there is a lot of opportunity for that as well. We'll just leave that out there for them to pick that up should they so choose.
There's always opportunity for shellfish in this boy's life. For some reason, Lacey, what's the deal here? All my stories are flat. Everything you've given me is flat. Because Saturday, April 13th, fix a flat. Tubeless at Ely Bike and Kicksled from 4 to 5 p.m. It's less common to get a flat tire when you have a tubeless setup. The sealant inside your tires will quickly seal small holes and cuts to keep you rolling. Join this hands-on workshop and learn about tubeless bike tires and how to change them. From start to finish, you'll learn what you need to do to take the wheel off your bike, change your tire, insert sealant, and reduce the chances for a repeat flat. Again, more details in the show notes about fixing your flat with Ely Bike and Kicksled.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles, Cormac.
I'll take the flats if that's all you got. I'll tell you what, I'll take the flats when it's time to ride my bicycle around here. It's a lot of hills. There's so many hills in Ely.
Oi.
You don't get any flat terrain.
Just so long as you don't give me a flats when it comes to Guinness.
I to that.
Touché. On Tuesday, April 16th, there's Caring for Seedlings, a class at the Ely Folk School from 6 to 7 p.m. Students will learn what they need to grow healthy, vigorous seedlings that will thrive when transplanted into the garden soil. And again, we've got details for that in the show notes.
On Wednesday, April 17th, we've got the Happy Hour of History upstairs at the Boathouse Brew Pub at 5 p.m. The History Happy Hour scratches the surface on a different Ely area historic topic each month with an informal audio-visual presentation. It's a free 30-minute history lesson during which the consumption of beverages is encouraged. The goal is to educate, inspire, and entertain with a point-size historical tale. And it takes about the time it takes to drink a beer to listen to this tale. So maybe you could get... Maybe they could have like a Ely mythology bit there at the History Happy Hour one of these days.
You can collaborate with Jess.
Oh, and this month it's rumoured to be about traditional Cornish pasties. Oh, you love the sound of that. If you aren't able to attend History Happy Hour, you can always take the recordings which are on the YouTube channel for the Dorothy Moulter Museum.
Yes, also linked in the show notes.
Well, there's nothing flat about this event. Saturday, April 20th. The Hot Club of Duluth, featuring Sam Miltich from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Vermilion Fine Arts Theatre. Known for their masterful interpretation of jazz classics from the 1920s, the Hot Club of Duluth offers a mesmerizing blend of melancholic torch songs, probably not about shrimp, and the scintillating, mm-hmm. That's a big word, sounds of Django Reinhardt and Duke Ellington. Audiences can expect an immersive experience as the quartet transports them to the vibrant ambiance of the jazz age. The event is presented by the Northern Lakes Arts Association. You can find the link to buy tickets in the show notes.
And wrapping up this event roundup, on Saturday, April 20th, you've heard us talk about it before, the same day as the Hot Club of Duluth jazz show, there is also going to be the Ely Community Resource Annual Celebration of Artful Living, which is back live and in person at Ely's Historic State Theater. So Elyites will have options on that day. So that event starts at 5 p.m. with silent auction viewing and the serving of appetizers. The live auction will begin at 6 p.m. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at the ECR office via ECR board members or at the door. So in summary, there's pretty much always something going on.
It certainly seems that way.
Always something to do in a small town, you know. Never a boring day.
Never a boring day.
Always a cold beverage to be found as well.
Touché.
That there is.
Wow. It has been so delightful to have you on as our guest for this podcast. I have so enjoyed meeting you, and it seems like there's certainly more to be discussed in the future. So we'll have to have you, Tig, and you, Cormac, back on the podcast someday.
Oi, well, we'll be here.
It is a pleasure to horn in on some of this old guy's time.
Well, that is all for this episode, folks. Thank you so much to our special guests, Tig and Cormac. If you enjoy our content, please help us out and tell a friend about this podcast. In fact, take it to the next level, would you? Send a link to a specific episode to a friend and tell them why. I sent you this episode because I thought it might make you giggle, or I sent you this episode because I know you're passionate about Dorothy Moulter root beer or whatever. And of course, because you know, word of mouth makes the world go round, right?
Oh, indeed it does.
Oh, it does.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Are we going to do a Minnesota goodbye? Are we going to stay on this here for an extra 30 minutes? Just, are we going to say goodbye?
You've been practicing your Minnesotan goodbye.
No, I'm developed Minnesota goodbye anxiety. It's what I've done. Every time there's goodbye, I just have to brace myself.
You know what I learned they don't like around here? I found this out at the first new resident social I was at, and someone just kept talking. I was trying to leave. They just kept talking, and I finally said, listen, Elton Brown, I've got to go. And I learned that you have to do an Irish goodbye, which means you don't say goodbye to nobody, you just leave.
Oi, yeah.
Slip out the back door.
Just whisper it into the winds, you know. Let the winds carry it forth. They'll take care of it.
Whisper it into the winds, let them carry it forth, they'll take care of it.
That way people are wondering where you are, you know. That way they really miss you.
Mm.
A regular James Joyce, this guy.
You're invited to join me, Lacey. I'm going to start this over.
You're invited, are you?